mentored by Mike and is carrying on as Mike would have wanted every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Good morning. Oh my gosh, what a week it's been. Good morning. I have Joe Pasquini always on the board, but we heard you a lot on KSRO this week.
I was on a little bit.
Yeah.
And was here a lot, and you're right, what a week.
What a week. And you know, I'll say to KSRO, I mean, that is the go-to station to listen to, and we were glued to it. In fact, we even left. We went down to check on my mom and Tara Linda. She, you know, has lots of neighbors and support around her, but she had no cell service, no internet, and I couldn't. You know, we just were feeling so disconnected. I couldn't tune into KSRO, even online, because it's just not available when you have no internet. Or cell service. I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to get back up to where we can get a signal.
That's a deep thought there. But yeah, I had with the electricity going out in Cloverdale, I brought my mother-in-law down here to Santa Rosa. She stayed with us for a couple of days. And the weird part about that, I was planning to go up Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't really in a time frame, just get up there, get her back, you know. And then the news came down about Windsor and Hillsborough, and that obviously changed everything
for everybody.
And I was caught in the traffic jam. And I just want to say, now I got a chance here, and then I'll let you have your show.
Absolutely.
Sonoma County, thumbs up. The way that went down,
it was so well done and orchestrated. Yes.
And I know people were shocked, as I was, when we heard that was, and I happened to be at the radio station when that was announced. But once the shock got away, people did what they were supposed to do. And
yeah,
no telling how many lives that saved.
It did. And getting everybody out of the way and allowing the fire, first responders, fire department, the police, you know, everybody, the emergency responders, to do what they were there to do and not worry about the people that are still in their homes, and getting everybody out in the traffic jams. It was well done. And just, I have just big kudos to everybody at KSRO, because you all really came through and kept us informed, and I appreciate it very much. And to those of you that are still without gas, I know there are some people feeling for you this morning. I know it's cold, and I know PG&E is, I hear that they called people in from other states even, you know, to get this gas all turned back on. And I'm sorry you're going through it, and I'm hoping we get that all resolved this week. Maybe this weekend, today maybe, but hang tight. And you know, it's just been an interest. It's been a week. So we are going to talk, lots to talk about today. We're going to try and squeeze it all in. I have an insurance agent and a lender coming on today, because despite all of what's going on in with the fires and the evacuations and the houses being lost and the gas not being on, all of that, there are people that were in escrow who are suddenly finding themselves in a position where they can't close escrow. And we're going to find out why. It's a temporary thing, so we all need to kind of hold tight. It's something I anticipated, because it happened to me with an escrow in 2017. But, you know, it is just kind of what it is. And then there's a whole kind of new normal and new things that we need to be concerned about and or just be prepared for and aware of when it comes to insurance and buying property in Sonoma County with this increased fires that we're having. just real quick before, I have Cheryl Fessenden of Barber Insurance is going to come on and talk with us about the insurance. But I want to just real quickly tell you, I'm going to be at an open house today, 165 Massimo Circle. This, we had a huge price reduction, or, you know, price correction. You know, there we came on the market strong. It was priced over $1 million. All of these new houses came on the market that are being built up in Fountain Grove and off of Parker Hill, and they're coming in that price range, and they're all brand spanking new. So we had kind of a light that we saw that said, you know what, we need to drop the price down. So we are now at $995. It's just a great property. I encourage you to come out and take a look. It's on Massimo Circle off of Brush Creek. I will be there from 1 to 4. It's a 3-bedroom, 3.5-bath. It's almost 2,900 square feet. huge, big ceilings and big open spaces. It's just a really cool house, and I really encourage you to come out and take a look. Listed now at $995. So without much further ado, we're going to, I have both of my guests today are calling in because there's so much going on. It was just easier to do that and not take up so much of their day because they're both very busy with things. So Cheryl Fessenden is the CFO and managing partner at Barber Insurance Agency, and I'm going to have her come on and she can tell you more about herself, and then we're going to kind of dive into what is happening with insurance. Do I have Cheryl? Are you on the line?
Hi, yes, this is Cheryl.
Hey, good morning, Cheryl. Thank you so much. I know you have a really busy between personal life things going on and all of your clients that are calling you probably in a bit of a frenzy trying to figure out what to do with themselves and their insurance issues. So I appreciate you calling in and kind of giving us your view of kind of what's going on and what we're going to do going forward here. So take a minute to tell everybody about yourself and
So I'm Barber Insurance. We've been in Santa Rosa for 50 years. We actually celebrated it this past September. I'm a managing partner. It's a family business, and after the 2017 fires, this actually almost felt a little bit more like a cakewalk, but it's never easy when people have been displaced for any reason. So that's been a big issue, and our office has been probably more focused on claims than placing insurance for sure, because the claims are the highest priority for us. But yes, we did have a lot of people pending on escrows or trying to get insurance started again because maybe they kind of let it lapse. There's a lot of those things.
Yeah, a lot.
It's been tricky.
It has been, you know. And it's something you don't think about, like, unless you're kind of in it. And I had an escrow that was supposed to close. And as soon as the fires, I went, oh, my gosh, we're not going to close because mm-hmm. this happened in 2017. So can you touch just briefly on what exactly is going on with that? And why we can't close escrow right now?
Yeah, so a moratorium is the fancy term for basically everything stops for a second until they get the fires contained. And insurance companies, they kind of have to protect their policyholders for sure.
Right.
They have to have and be able to pay the claims that they have promised to pay. So taking on new customers would be in poor choice for, the stability of the insurance companies and as a whole. So it's pretty standard. They put everything on hold. It is interesting with the different carriers. It varies. I have some by county, some by zip code, some both or distance from the active fire. And so a lot of questions that I get over and over, and I understand, is when is that lifting? So it's hard to say. I will be interested on Monday to find out.
Yeah, to see. I know this is all kind of happening on the weekend, and we're going, oh my gosh. You know what, I did a little survey on a Facebook realtor group saying, hey, who's closing escrows and who was the insurance company? And less important than that, but what stage were you in the process? And everybody that was able to close an escrow this week already had, if I'm saying it right, they already had the bond, or they already had it bonded. Is that the right term?
Bound.
Yeah.
So,
yes. Right. So
holding something, yes, that I have coverage already, but it was a future effective date, and that will still hold.
Right. So it seemed to me that that's who was able to close escrow this week, because there was a majority of, there was a group of agents who said, yes, we did close an escrow, but we have two others that aren't going to close. And it doesn't really, I think the factor in that was, the overall factor was that they had the it was bound already. And so I have one that is not closing, where the house they were selling, it was a contingent offer, the house they were selling closed. And mm-hmm. because they already had the insurance all worked out. And in our case, we could not close. So thankfully they had a rent back. And so they're not homeless until this one closes. Oh. But it's something that people don't think about, and it is happening. And there's all these other things that are way, maybe seem more important to some people, but if you're in the process of buying a house, it's the most important thing in your life right now. So,
right, and we noticed lenders change their approach because they used to just request a quote. And if you have a quote, that's not the same as a binder. A binder is saying, I have something that is actually taking effect, and it's already been ordered with that effective date. And that will make the difference. So that lenders are now asking far in advance for a binder, not just a quote, mm-hmm. because they don't want to be in this position. And so it's for us, we have to give these, we have to actually order coverage with an advanced date. And we know, as you know, those dates can move around. So
yeah.
That gets tricky too. So we have to say, what's the earliest possible date that it could close?
Right? Let's go that, yeah. And the reason why that's important is because a lender will not issue, or they won't fund, they will not loan on the property if they don't have the protection of an insurance policy in place, which, obviously makes sense. So, so thank you for explaining that, because that makes, that makes sense. And we all, any of us that have been through it, went, as soon as the fire started and we realized how bad it was going to get, we knew that any escrow we had going on was going to have issues. And the other thing is, and we'll talk, we're going to have George Adair calling later, and I'll talk to him a little bit about it. What we saw in 2017 was that they also needed to do a reappraisal or just a drive-by, make sure the house is still standing and didn't have any damage. And so that's another thing that to think about as soon as you see this natural. It happens after an earthquake, too, I think. we'll talk to George Mayer about that. But as far as what I wanted to chat with you about other than that is, really we're hearing, even before this fire, after the 2017 fire, we're hearing, that people are having a hard time getting insurance. And if they're in that high cost, high risk, there's a new wildlife area. I pulled up the thing. We have a natural hazard disclosure, which is an important part of, it's actually a contingency of the sale, and it talks about flood, are you in a flood zone? Are you in a high fire zone? Are you in this new wildland fire area, which is basically if your house is up against, wildland, it puts you in a different category. And you and I talked about that. The insurance company doesn't necessarily look at the same, we don't have the same terms. So what are you looking for when somebody's looking for a policy? What makes it difficult?
Yeah, exactly. And the term that I believe the lenders are using is different, but all pointing to the same concept, which is, we see protection class as a factor, or a fire score. Those are insurance company terms that I'm familiar with, but they're all pointing to the proximity to brush or a high propensity to burn, I guess is how you'd want to say it. So if you have your house backed up to a large stretch of land with a lot of brush, a lot of burnable, combustible things, then you have a higher propensity to burn. Obviously, history is a factor. They're going to look at, history. But something like Coffee Park, where there is no real strong history other than if you go back to the 60s, that was not considered a high fire area. And as far as I know, won't still be considered that. I think it's still being looked at as a kind of a fluke, but in a general sense, if you're near a lot of trees, you're probably going to be, eventually you're going to be looked at as in an area that's going to be harder to insure. That's probably what, it's constantly being reevaluated. We live in a beautiful area, but we have a lot of trees, and that's just one of those things. So what you want to know is defensible space. Those are things they're going to care about, how close you are to those trees, to that brush. And if it gets really tough, you have to go to, a broker or an agent. You can find those on the Department of Insurance website that offer alternative companies that, and if you can't go through that direction, you'll go through those brokers to get to the California Fair Plan. And that's something you and I talked about also.
Yeah, and I wanted to, I'm glad you segued very nicely into that. So let's talk about that. The California Fair Plan, and what is that? And from what I understand is that it's kind of a last resort if you can't get insurance any other way. Is that right? And can you kind of explain what it is and how it works?
Yes, it really should. It's definitely a last resort. It was born from the 60s when those fires first happened and the riots, and it was never really supposed to still be here. It's supposed to be a temporary sort of a solution until the insurance companies can find a way to offer, you know, insurance on these properties. But it becomes harder and harder. So the insurance companies are called the voluntary market. If you can't find a company that will insure, you go to the FAIR plan. And all it really offers is fire. It's just not a full homeowner's package. So it is the very, very minimal amount of coverage that most lenders, I believe, will accept to loan on. And that's the George Adair question as far as how that goes. I don't have his part figured out 100%, but the FAIR plan is there. And then what I want people to know, if you're in that position, first go to the Department of Insurance. They have a tips to getting insurance and all the steps. You have to find, and, you know, you have to go through a diligent search before you want to land on that. If you do land on it, you can purchase, in the most cases, what's called kind of a wraparound policy and or a difference in conditions policy. So it becomes, it kind of butts up against it and allow and adds the things that you're not going to get from the FAIR plan, your liability, your theft, and things like that. So you really need some assistance from an agent that can walk you through how to meet those together and get as close to a homeowner's package as most people would want to have, you know, when owning a home. So that's the gist of it. There's a lot more information, and we'll post on our website, the Barber Insurance website, a blog with some links to be helpful. But yeah, it's definitely, and there is, you know, there's the voluntary market and the admitted carriers, and meaning are California carriers. There are carriers that you can get if that are not admitted in California, so you really want to make sure that they have a real strong financial rating, like a grading system, an A-plus rating, because that will give you a little more assurance. If you're with a non-California carrier, you don't have access to a fund that is there in case that a carrier does go bankrupt and has outstanding claims to pay. But, you know, it sounds really scary, and it kind of is, but there are strong companies that just don't have California, they're not based in California. So that's another little piece to understand about it.
Okay. And to look, I lost my train of thought. Anyway, so I mean that all sounds, like you said, scary. Yeah. But as far as if somebody needed some advice, I'm sure they could give you a call and talk about kind of where to go. What I've heard, maybe real quick, if we could talk about kind of you touched on it briefly, the defensible space, but and then we'll get deeper into, there's something else that you mentioned about getting your whole neighborhood. But first, let's talk about just getting your home. So if I know I had a past client who reached out to me and was asking about insurance, and that her insurance was going to, I think, pretty much triple or so, you know, and she had a shake roof. She has an old house, Montgomery, Mendocino area over there, Montecito Heights. Yeah. And the amount her insurance would go down if she put a new roof on was huge. You know, so are there things like that you could advise somebody on far as making their own insurance go down individually?
Well, you know, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because the going down part, I think, you know, we are all trying to keep our costs down, and that is going to be, you know, that's always going to be an issue. I think what also is going to be even more a higher priority as we look to the future is even getting qualifying for insurance. So it might be, when somebody says their insurance goes down, it just could be that because they were going to be stuck with a carrier that only was the only carrier that would accept a wood shake roof. Mm-hmm. A wood shake roof, if you look at it logically, that is just so, you know,
that's so dangerous.
So combustible. So it gets less about, can I stay with this company and lower my rate, versus can I even find a carrier willing to insure with a shake roof, and that becomes even more of an issue. So, before the fires broke out, I was at a meeting with, you know, all of the independent agents in Northern California and the California FAIR plan coming together, looking at our future, and one thing that came up was the FireWise communities. And that is something that I think will be how we're going to be able to move forward in certain neighborhoods. So on a personal level, look around your house, Bark on your landscape is not ideal. Wood siding's okay, but there are certain types of wood that are less combustible, and wood shake roofs have been outdated for some time. Mm-hmm. And then your defensible space means like 500 feet. I think it was 500 feet. It might have been even 250 feet once upon a time, but even more, just looking at trees.
Yeah.
Touching your roof, overhanging your roof, because when I was in the meeting, they were talking about just how the fire travels. It's all very logical, but it has to have fuel, and there has to be some area, space around your home.
Right, I don't want to run out of time, and I really wanted to cover what you just touched on briefly. Is that, what did you call it? It's a neighbor, what is it called?
So it's FireWise.
FireWise community. So we talked individually. This is on a broader scope. If you want to get your entire neighborhood that wouldn't qualify for insurance, possibly more insurable, is that right?
Yes, because insurance companies are going to be a little more surgical as we move forward around homes they'll be willing to insure. So historically, they've been kind of throwing these really sort of broad strokes at the geography and throwing, you know, zip codes or county-wide, you know, they just sort of stop, you know, even offering it. And I'm not talking about the moratorium that we're in. That's going to pass, and then we'll be back to kind of normal. But then as they move forward, they have to look at certain areas. And it's going to be to our benefit to let them be a little more surgical. And that surgery requires communities that are all kind of on board with a sort of set of criteria that will make that neighborhood as a whole a little less, you know, prone to a fire sweeping through. I know. And so when you get a second and you want to look, you can look at it's NFPA, and then FireWise USA is their program. So that's the, and there's a participation level in your community, probably 200 or 300 people have to, and an 80% participation. That was sort of the numbers that kind of jumped out at me from the meeting. So this is our future. I'm not saying deep dive. I'm just saying start thinking, looking at
neighborhood. Yeah, and I think it's something we're going to need to do to make us insurable here in California in these areas.
But it is.
So I'm glad. Can you put some, send me that link, and I'll post it on the Facebook page. And I know you said also you'll have information on your, we're going to only have about a minute left. So can you give me some information? If somebody wants to talk directly with you and get to your website, why don't you give us that information?
So we're barberinsurance.com. That's, you know, www.barberinsurance.com. I'm Cheryl. Our number is 707-526-7900. We're local. Just reach out to us. Let us kind of get through our claims and do that with your own agents. If you have other, you know, your own personal agency, letting them kind of deal with those high priorities. But that's our future. We got to start working on, let's stay insurable.
Yeah, because
I love Sonoma County.
Right. Let's make it so we can make it a little easier to live here because that insurance
is safe.
Yes, exactly. Well, thank you. So I really appreciate you. I know you have a really busy weekend. So I appreciate you giving us a call and that information. It's really good. It's something we've been thinking about, and now it's, suddenly right in our face saying, okay, let's think about it more. So I appreciate that. Yeah. Hang on the line after we go to the break, because Joe wants to get a little bit of information from you. This will be on the podcast, ksro.com, if you want to listen again, if you missed some information. And then I'll also post some information on Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on Facebook. So Cheryl Fessenden, thank you so much. Have a wonderful Sunday, and we'll be back right after this break. Thank you, Cheryl. Have a great day.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Legal team for the first Ukraine whistleblower is offering to answer congressional Republicans' written questions directly under penalty of perjury, bypassing Democrats who control the impeachment process. A lawyer confirms that to ABC News in the past hour, the story first reported by CBS. Republicans have complained about the impeachment inquiry process, saying it's unfair. A new ABC News Washington Post poll shows former VP Joe Biden, Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are atop the field. followed by Mayor Pete Buttigieg in the 2020 presidential race. Buttigieg in Iowa today.
I'm offering a presidency where you can look at the White House and feel your blood pressure go down instead of up. We have got to find a way to come together.
Buttigieg on ABC's This Week. Several Democratic presidential contenders are campaigning in Iowa this weekend. It's 3 months until the Iowa caucuses. 95-year-old President Jimmy Carter taught Sunday school Bible lesson today on life after death, less than 2 weeks after breaking his pelvis in a fall. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Still cool temperatures and sunny skies. Today, a high of 79, 65 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 41, 43 on the shores. Monday at 77 degrees, 63 in Bodega Bay. Some clouds do come in for Tuesday at 76. Wednesday, though, sunny again at 79. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman here on KSRO every Sunday morning. I think I forgot to mention that when at the beginning of the show, but you all know who you tuned into, hopefully.
And they also know that they fall back since they're listening. It is right, 9:30 now, not...
I know.
10:30, I guess.
Yeah. This is that day where I always feel like I'm running late.
Yeah. No comment.
I know. I tend to run late anyway, so we can say it out loud.
You were early for yourself.
Well, I know, because I feel like I'm running late. I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to get there. And then I look at the clock and it's not time.
Go with that feeling.
I know, exactly. I need to roll with that for the next 6 months. Anyway, welcome back. It is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. And we were just talking to Cheryl Fessenden at Barber, B-A-R-B-E-R, Insurance. And locally owned insurance have been around for 50 years, I think she said. Actually, yeah, they just had their anniversary. Great, you know, and that kind of, it was a lot of really good information about insurance and reminded me, we forgot to talk about that, I had been looking for some information on what happened with that two-year insurance when it was going to run out and there was the big, you know, protest and all that stuff. Well, the insurance commissioner had put, and I posted it on the Facebook page, which is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, posted on there that I think it was like 29 different insurance companies have agreed to extend that time, that two-year time period out for the people that lost their homes in 2017 and are still working through all the red tape in the process of rebuilding. So that was good to hear, good news. And I posted that on the Facebook page from the insurance, it's insurance.ca.gov, and it says insurance companies agree to extend time for 2017 wildfire survivors to access additional living expenses. So that is great news, and I had been looking for information. I hadn't heard anything about it about, you know, after that time came and went. So good to hear that was just announced October 18th. And then we had the fires and all that. So anyway, we have George Adair, who is with Country. It's Country. Is George, are you on the phone?
Oh, I am, yeah.
Hey, George. Country. Not countrywide.
Cross country.
I'm sorry. I completely blanked. how rude of me. Cross country mortgage And you, thank you so much for joining me. And also, I'm host of On the Air with George at Air Wednesdays.
Noon, right? Yeah, this morning. So, different schedule for me. I'm usually on Wednesday.
I know. Well, nice to hear your voice on a Sunday morning. I wanted to kind of combine the two, insurance and loans, because they are very much combined. And a lot of people don't think of that when they get into escrow on a property. That insurance piece is a huge piece of the puzzle, and it's amazing how many people forget. And even me, as a realtor, I have gotten myself now in the habit of saying, "Don't forget to, you know, first thing you should do is check on insurance," because it used to be, you know, people would get to the end and they go, "Oh shoot, I need to check on insurance." It's like, oh my gosh, don't do that at the end. It's actually a contingency that you need to be, you know, make sure that you can, one, get insurance on the property, and that it's not going to be too expensive. And then where you fit in there, George, with the loan part of it is they need to actually, that cost of the insurance is wrapped up into the cost, the expenses, I guess. How would you put that?
You know, people have the option of including their monthly payment with their escrow account. So
right.
You have taxes and insurance can be rolled in. But every time you get a home loan, the lender requires that the policy be reviewed and updated to meet the loan requirements. You know, as you know, you've been doing this for quite a while, as have I. And insurance requirements really need to cover loss of the property.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the initial stages of qualifying for a home loan, one of the critical steps, as you've just said, is get the insurance ordered early. It's really built into the loan contingency. I really wish there was a separate insurance contingency, but it's really part of the loan contingency, because if that insurance doesn't meet the lender's replacement requirements for the property loss,
mm-hmm.
we're not going to make the loan. And it's really cut and dry for us. It's conventional loans have a very basically set the standard. Fannie Mae guidelines have set the standard that says we need our loan amount at a minimum to be covered, and or the replacement of the improved value needs to be covered. So one of those two things, the lesser of the two, must always be covered for the lender to agree to close the loan.
Yeah, and that is what we kind of came into some trouble this week because of that.
Yeah.
And you know, I called you right away and said, are we going to have some issues? And we all, you know, both agreed, yes, we probably will. And I don't know if you heard at the beginning of the show, I was talking to Cheryl.
And
I did hear from, I kind of put out a little post in one of the realtor groups on Facebook and said, who has closed and who is having issues? And the people that had closed, it was because they had that insurance bound already. And I think that's the critical piece of the picture. And in the case where I had an escrow that isn't closing yet, it's because the insurance wasn't locked in, or what, or maybe it was and they wouldn't honor it. I don't know exactly the details, but
sure.
You know, are you seeing a lot of that?
I am. So here's the main issue that we have. I've talked to insurance carriers who say, look, we're not going to give you bound coverage until we know exactly what day you're closing, and they won't even provide a quote to expose themselves towards the end of a transaction, which I think is really silly. It's not the type of agent I want to work with.
Mm-hmm.
You've really got to get an estimate and a quote early on. The insurance carriers are doing more and more site inspections than they used to. They're having to face the moratoriums by zip code, as what you were talking about with Cheryl. And this is something that needs to be addressed immediately. And you run into this issue of, can I actually close my transaction and a buyer may have already removed their contingencies?
Yeah.
I mean, think of the position that insurance company could potentially be putting them in, is a lack of performance, an inability to perform after all contingencies have been removed. You know, there's probably some case law, and I'm sure that you would be able to cite some instances where, look, you can't just cancel the deal because of something like this, and force majeure, acts of God, et cetera.
It's tricky.
It's a major issue.
Mm-hmm. I can see that being a major issue, and you're right, and they have, you know, in most cases removed all their contingencies, and including that loan contingency that you said is tied in with the insurance. And I think, you know, there's the loan contingency, the appraisal contingency, and then there's the physical inspection contingency, which isn't just physically looking at the property includes looking at CCNRs and at the prelim and at the natural hazard disclosure and making sure you can get insurance. Those are all kind of tied in there. So even though the insurance is attached to the loan, it's also, it's I believe it also is a separate in that list of other things that fall under physical inspection contingency. So, but at this, right, but at this, and so that's why it's good to, you know, make sure that that not only can they get insurance, but the what the insurance is going to cost them, can't that, does that affect their ability to get a loan if they're tight on their debt to income ratio?
I'm so glad you brought that up. I mean, I've had transactions nearly cancel because of the high cost of the premium. So when I say premium, I'm talking about that annual amount that you're going to pay as a homeowner. But we divide that premium by 12, whether or not you impound the insurance or not, impound meaning putting it in your mortgage payment.
Right.
We're qualifying you with that as a recurring monthly debt obligation because it's a requirement to be held by the loan. See, when you sign a deed of trust at escrow with a loan officer, I'm sorry, with an escrow officer and the notary, the deed of trust itemizes the requirements of owning, of ownership with the note being secured by the deed of trust. You have to have insurance. So, so my point is, we're not letting you get away with, buying a house without insurance, and that policy could be anywhere from $80 a month to $300 or $400 a month.
Right. So that's going to affect your ability to qualify.
Exactly. It's going to affect your ability to qualify. Just as a point of reference, $250 a month is the equivalent of about a $50,000 mortgage.
Wow.
So it can really affect your buying power as well. So when you're out there and you're looking for property and you think, you know, hey, I'm going to buy something that backs up to Foothill Park, like yours truly, because I do. I live in Windsor in a wooded area. My insurance is going to be a lot more expensive because of that. You've got to take that into consideration.
Yeah, it's a big piece of the puzzle, and I think a lot of people forget about that. So good to know. So
we're talking about the fair insurance too, Allison. I think that plays into this conversation.
Yeah,
because it's expensive, and it's really like your last resort as a homeowner is that type of policy. And it does, it should, I'll say should, because I haven't done a full deep dive into it, but I looked at the minimum requirements of insurance for a lender, and the fair policy covers fire, loss from fire. And that's really our main concern as a lender is, will the insurance be adequate to cover the rebuild of the house? It doesn't need to have a liability policy. The lender doesn't care if someone breaks their ankle on the property and they get sued. They're not concerned about those types of liabilities. They're not concerned about loss of personal property. They're simply concerned about rebuild.
Huh. I didn't know that. So you don't have to have all you're concerned about is that they have coverage for fire. And that, so well, we talked a little bit about the, go ahead.
Include hurricane, and a couple other natural disasters, not flood and not earthquake, but fire and hurricane. We don't haven't had a hurricane in
in a very long time, yeah. But but flood, if it's in that designated flood zone, then it does require the flood insurance for the loan. Is that
correct? Correct. And we do a flood certification. All lenders do a flood certification. They charge the borrowers about $13. And they do a flood certification as part of the underwriting. And if it's determined that you're within the floodplain, I think it's the 30-year floodplain, maybe it's a 10-year. I can't remember exactly which one it is, but there's a specific floodplain. If you're in that, you're required to have flood insurance, and unfortunately, flood insurance is incredibly expensive.
Right, and that's another, you know, similar to this wildfire and expensive insurance, is flood is the same thing. So we're kind of right in those two zones. We've got to worry about the wildfire and the other. Do you have, you know, we're talking about this, the moratorium and not being able to close and the you can't do the loan without the insurance and all that. From what I remember from 2017, I had a property that wouldn't close. It was downtown Santa Rosa, nowhere near the fires, but they said, sorry, we're not going to issue any policy until the fire is 100% contained. Are you hearing any? I've heard like it's 95% contained. Yeah. I've heard 30 days after it's 100% contained. I've heard all these different stories from people, and I don't know what the truth is. Have you heard anything? You're probably kind of hearing what I'm hearing.
I am. I'm hearing everything you just itemized. I'm hearing. And I think the reality of today's insurance coverage in Sonoma County is it depends.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to depend on what kind of fire we're talking about. So the Tubbs fire came in and wreaked havoc on thousands and thousands of homes and destroyed them. And because of that, lenders were certainly very gun shy. We're not going to make any funding of their loans until a second appraisal was done. Mm-hmm. Well, I think insurance carriers are doing the same kind of thing because they're looking at zip codes and they're looking at regions. So, I think you're going to get a mixed bag of answers depending on which carrier you're talking to.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's more on the end of the insurance company than the lender. That's saying it, because I'm not seeing reappraisals being needed. Are you?
No, not
I mean I know it's early and there wasn't as much property damage, but
yeah. I think we have a tremendous effort by our public safety, both fire and police and sheriff. Of course, we can't thank them enough. I know in my neighborhood they put up an amazing stand, and by doing that, they basically kept the fire outside of the urban perimeters. Of both Geyserville down to Healdsburg, Windsor, and even in Santa Rosa. So that effort is tremendous in keeping the neighborhood safe, and there's really no collateral damage. I mean, outside of fences and some exterior issues, the lenders aren't going to hold up funding because of that.
Good. Well, that's good to hear. So we're all, we're kind of on hold, but I think it's important for people to know this is a temporary thing. So if you were in the middle of closing escrow, hang tight, whether you're a realtor, lender, or a buyer.
Take a breath.
Take a breath, you know? I know. Yeah, and be thankful.
It's going to happen.
be thankful that it wasn't worse than it is. George, do you mind if we're going to take a little break, and then can you stick around for a minute, and we'll kind of talk a little bit about interest rates and what's going on in just general loan and whatever else you want to talk about. Do you mind waiting for? Okay, we'll be right back. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman here on KSRO with George Adair, Cross Country Mortgage. We'll be right back.
Listen to KSRO on your smartphone or tablet on the TuneIn Radio app, available for iPhones and Androids. Take KSRO with you on the go in the North Bay or anywhere in the country with the TuneIn Radio app. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO. We're everywhere you are.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Traffic on the fives. Weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. This is Allison Norman here every Sunday morning on KSRO. And today it's end of daylight savings time. And I woke up the same time as usual, and I felt like it was really early because I have a dog, and if anybody that has a dog, they don't care that the time changed. I'm not letting you sleep in. Anyway, enough of that. We're on the line with George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. And, it was important to talk about the combination between insurance and lending and the issues that we're seeing in the aftermath of this last week we've had in the fires. George, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on this morning.
Oh, yeah. It's great to Great to hear you and hear that you're doing okay. Do you mind talking? I know that you mentioned a little bit. You're over there in the foothills. You had quite a scare. Do you want to tell us your story?
Yeah. I mean, I was awoken to that Geyserville fire by my mother-in-law saying, "Hey, did you hear about that fire in Geyserville?" And I looked at my wife and said, "Oh, come on. 10 miles away, the crow flies. We're not going to worry about it."
Yeah, that's what we all said.
3 days later, we're evacuated. So my family, we live in Windsor. We back up to the Foothill Park, Regional Park there. That's got quite a bit of news coverage because of the tremendous stand and effort made by our firefighters and supported by the public safety officers.
Yeah, so you're right there in that the front line where they fought and really kind of kept that fire from going into Windsor.
Yeah, I didn't think I had anything to worry about. And then we were watching the feed on our security cameras because we still had power, strangely. gratefully, but strangely, we had power. And we watched our three different cameras as the fire got closer and closer and realized that our property was actually on the front line. And we had 15 firefighters making a tremendous stand in my house, my property, and my neighbors. They actually lit some backfires on our, right at the park line there. We lost some trees. We lost our fence. But we had defensible space, and I think that you can't say enough about how important defensible space is around the property.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're in a suburban tract home or you're in a country property, which we have so much of in Sonoma County. That defensible space gives the firefighters a real winning chance, and I think our experience proves that. We watched our house get saved because of it.
Yeah, I think that's crazy. And with the being able to watch, I mean, you were able to watch it on your, the Ring, the smart devices or, everything that we have.
That's the Ring camera. Yep.
Yeah. Make some good news footage. You should.
I actually started cheering them on a little bit.
Okay. Oh, get the popcorn.
I realized how absurd that was, but I could communicate. They couldn't hear me, but we were just so ecstatic to see them on our property doing what they were doing.
Yeah.
It was really eerie, and we had some really great friends, that took us in. We were staying in our RV in front of their property. We were all huddled around my phone and my wife's phone looking at different angles of these cameras.
Wow.
And it was like watching it was a live event that was going to be like, is our house going to make it or not? It was
how intense.
Tremendous experience.
Right. Well, it was quite an effort by the fire department and heroic and just crazy, and I think, like we said at the beginning of the show, the fact that they did such a widespread evacuation to where they didn't have to worry about getting people out, I think it made a huge difference in being able to make that stand. Kudos.
I agree with you. If they had not done the evacuations, we would have been looking at another situation similar to Pubs, because they would have been focused on protecting life instead of property. I'm 100% believer that the evacuation call was the right call.
I think
there's a lot of people upset off West County, but I'll tell you what, I woke up that night not thinking a fire in Geyserville was going to touch our property.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have taken much for it to get out to Forestville and beyond.
Oh, well, once it hits that corridor, that river corridor out there, I mean, you can see it on a map. It makes perfect sense. So I think it was a good decision to make. So, glad that you're okay and your house is okay.
Yeah, thank you. I can't thank our firefighters enough, I'll tell you.
Yeah, good. Well, okay, well, so let's wrap it up with a little bit about, I'm hearing about some Fed rate drops. Is that going to affect mortgage rates at all, or has it?
You know, there's a real disconnect. I say that intentionally. There's a disconnect between the Fed rates and mortgage rates. They are not secured at all to each other. It's simply whatever impact the Fed rate drop has will be on the securities and bond markets, and that might drive money towards mortgage-backed securities. So when that happens, mortgage-backed securities rates will adjust. But just because the Fed dropped, which they did last week, 0.25%, does not have any direct correlation on mortgage interest rates, except for one, home equity lines of credit. Home equity lines of credit and SBA loans for commercial property are directly tied to the prime rate. But most of our listeners don't have that. They're not as concerned about that.
Yeah.
But I think we are seeing positive momentum towards a sustained flat rate environment, potentially even reduction of rate going down. But we're not going to see any sort of dramatic impact by Fed and monetary policy on mortgage rates.
Okay. And that's going, taking us towards the end of the year. What do you care to give us? What Mike Kelly called his fearless prognostications going into 2020?
I love Mike's questions like that, right?
Yes. It'll go up, down, or stay the same, right?
And I dearly miss him. Yeah, exactly. Up, down, stay the same. What's going to happen into the holidays is I think we're going to see a more measured economic response. I don't think you're going to see aggressive moves again at the end of the year. I just don't see that happening myself. They did 3 consecutive rate drops this year. I'd be surprised to see a 4th.
Yeah.
They're going to want to hold that back for future impact on the economy should, you know, things start to take a turn for the worse. This is the only tool the Fed really has. So I don't see them making a 4th adjustment this year.
Okay. So, well, good to know. So, and people should be out, you know, a lot of people, especially around the world, the country, it gets cold and snowy and people stop looking for houses. But really, these rates are crazy. What are the rates? Just a little, are you kind of still around a little under 4? I haven't looked today.
Yeah. You know, interestingly enough, we've been in the 3.625 to 3.875 stretch here band for the past several months. We're still there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people could buy their rate down more. I want everyone to realize that their mortgage rate will be affected by 30 different things. So when you see a rate advertised out there by someone, realize that it's not custom to you. They don't know anything about you, and that when you call, you can get a custom rate quote.
Right. Thank you. And that's really good information because people go, well, you know, they think it's, you know, one size fits all. And there are so many different factors. So that's why we like to send someone to a lender like you. That can really sit down and say, okay, let's look at your whole situation and give you a real solid, real interest rate. So before we run out of time, I know Joe's going to put your information up on the podcast on KSRO.com, I'll also have it. I actually do have it on the Facebook page. But why don't you shout it out now over the air?
Sure,
how would somebody get a hold of you and all that?
Yeah, thanks again for having me on. People could find me a couple different ways. You could go to my website, which is georgeadair.com. That'll take you to my page where you can get more information and even start a loan application. But you can also call me directly. You'll get right into my phone at 707-583-8101. Again, 707-583-8101.
8101. And it's Cross Country Mortgage. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'm glad everything is okay and hope we can all get back to normal and hope those houses can sell soon that are, that are on hold.
I
think it'll be this week. I think we'll see some houses closing this week. Anyway, thanks so much for joining me, George. You have a great Sunday. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. All righty. So we are going to wrap it up here. I think we got all the information in. Don't forget about my open house, 165 Massimo Circle. It is in the Press Democrat today in their handy dandy pullout guide. Huge price reduction down to $995. I think we're in a good position right now based on the other properties that are selling. It's just a really beautiful home. I hope you come out and take a look. $995,000, 165 Massimo Circle. Thank you so much for joining me. Tune in or go to the Facebook page, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, and get more information from today's show. Thank you so much. Enjoy your day. Happy Sunday.
The preceding was a paid presentation. Winner of 2 Marconi Awards, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
News, I'm Chuck Severson, breaking.